Today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
In the news, United says having kids isn't reason enough to board early. The Astrodome and the Golden Gate Bridge are in the headlines. And Airbus says, why not wider seats?
At 2:35, the entertainment portion of our program tells you about a wonderful concert coming up in town.
And on a day when my co-host Tom Romano is giving away one of his daughters this afternoon in what will undoubtedly be a wonderful matrimonial affair, I am joined in studio by Henry Bernacki, our favorite pilot from Virgin America Airways, and Clayton Whitehead, road reporter and tour director from Sports Leisure Vacations.
We have a great program for you today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
King of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I'm on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, welcome to a Sunday afternoon edition of the Travel Guys. It is about as perfect of a Memorial Day Sunday as you could possibly ask for. Oh, particularly if you were getting married today, it would be a perfect Sunday. Lots of folks doing that. Our very own Aaron Haight got married yesterday, and Tom Romano is not in the studio today because he is giving away one of his daughters today, and he's having a fire sale, giving the other one away at the end of the summer. I am joined in studio by two of my favorite co-hosts/guests. Clayton Whitehead is here. You heard him on the headlines. Hi, Clayton.
Hey, Mr. Mark. How you doing?
Hey, great to have you in the studio. And also, Henry Bernacki from Virgin America is here with us today. Hi, Henry.
Hello there. How are you? Every time you ask me to come up, I come up to say hello only to you because you're always on the road. So it's the only way I catch up with you.
and literally, Henry is here having arrived in Sanford into California in the last 24 hours from Central America, which isn't as quite as exotic as where I came from today, which is Oklahoma City. But nonetheless, we'll talk a little bit about those adventures later on in the program. We've got some entertainers coming in a little bit later on, and some interesting stuff. And if you've been here before, if you've been listening before, when Henry has been a guest in studio, you know that when we get somebody who actually flies the airplanes, why the conversation tends to get kind of interesting. So we have some wonderful things for you online. As always, anything we mention on the program today can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com. And if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you'll find a whole list every week of cool and interesting things that will make you a smarter traveler, like 10 ways to speed through security this summer and things to pack that will save you money, and the article that we're going to talk about in the news about airlines making it harder for family to sit together on planes. And speaking of the news, here comes the Mark Hoffman Trio, crowded into the studio every week at this time. Exclusively. All right, in the travel news, United says families boarding early? Not so much. United Airlines will no longer offer early boarding to families with children. The line has replaced Continental's former policy, offering early boarding for groups with kids, with its own less family-friendly approach. Passengers who need extra help may still get an early start, but a party won't get to board early just because it includes children. The rest of the industry is kind of split on this issue. Delta and JetBlue, for example, offer early boarding for kids. American Airlines does not. This is perhaps another instance of the airline's current focus. They want to favor high-ranking frequent flyers and travelers on expensive tickets, their best customers, over occasional leisure travelers who exhibit less brand loyalty and buy price. And of course, increasing number of airlines have their own co-branded credit cards now, and they're telling folks that this is going to enable you to get on the plane earlier. So letting people get on with children might have been a wonderful thing back in the day, but now that we are monetizing how people get on, the order in which people get on airplanes, children are not getting on. Mr. Clayton, summer is coming up. We're going to have a lot of kids on the plane.
This is true. You know, I kind of favor putting the kids down underneath where they put the animals in little boxes.
And believe it or not, on April Fool's Day, indeed, WestJet talked about how they had new kids cargo, cargo with a K. And they were going to put the kids anyway.
Well, flying back from Nashville the other day, I had a howler behind me. I mean, a howler. And don't you know, when we were on approach, the little baby fell asleep. held for 2 hours.
I experienced that coming back from Chicago a few weeks ago. And when we got off the plane, the parent very jokingly just laughed at the other passengers and because the kid now was a perfect angel and said, ha, 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 wasn't that wonderful? And we all just looked at the parent, Henry, like, oh, where's my gun? Good thing that we aren't allowed to take sharp instruments through security. All right, a couple of lighter stories here. Human fetuses in luggage? Seriously? The New York Daily News reports that a man was arrested in Thailand after officials found 6 human fetuses in his luggage. This gets better. The fetuses were roasted and covered in gold leaf. Officials believe he had hoped to sell them for use in black magic. And, yeah, well, it gets – here's another one. Don't insult the woman flying your plane. MSNBC reports that a passenger on a Trip Airlines, which is a Brazilian carrier, began making loud sexist remarks before his flight took off, and his flight was being piloted by a woman. The female pilot was not amused and kicked him off before taking off without him. Henry, have you ever had to kick anybody off of your airplane before you took off?
No, I haven't. I guess the passengers always listen, yeah. Especially to our in-flight. If it gets to us up in the cockpit, it's a little bit different. The in-flight at Virgin, they really know how to handle situations, though.
Yeah. But loud sexist remarks about why would you do that? Why would you get on an airplane, notice that the pilot was a female? And I mean, why? What kind of intelligence would factor something like that?
I don't understand. The fact of the matter is we have to go through training and tests every 6 months. If it's male or female, gender, race, it doesn't matter. We still have to pass the exams.
So it really doesn't matter who's flying the plane. No. They were tested recently.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how annoying those voice-responding automated phone systems are. Now imagine the technology in airports. CNN reports that 3 New York area airports are planning on introducing digital projections of virtual customer care representatives to help flyers out at the airport. They're going to be holograms on the sides of the walls at the airports, and the people will talk to you.
Why not?
I guess if it'll help. A woman claimed she was kicked off an American Airlines flight last week. You might have seen this for wearing a shirt that said, if I wanted the government in my womb, I'd, using a four-letter word meaning intercourse, a senator. The Huffington Post reports the flight's captain told her she would have to change into a shirt without the expletive since her baggage was checked and she didn't have any options. She missed her flight. Of course, I guess she could have gone topless, but that would have probably
turn it inside out.
Yeah, turn it inside.
That's a quick fix. Just right in the toilet right there.
See? If Henry had been there, she would have made her flight. All right. TSA has – this is something that's kind of important for older travelers. TSA has eased airport screening for elderly travelers. A pilot screening program designed to make the security line easier for elderly flyers is going national. Since March, TSA workers at 5 airports have been testing modified screening practices for passengers 75 and older. Elderly travelers at select checkpoints were allowed to keep shoes and light outerwear on during screening and could take a second pass through full body scanners to clear anomalies. These measures mirror those instituted nationwide last summer for children 12 and under. The TSA on Friday announced an end to the pilot program and said it will roll out the rules at all U.S. airports throughout the summer. Clayton, you travel with older folks from time to time.
This is awesome news, Mr. Mark. Awesome news.
I think so. I think it will not only will help older people, but it will help move the line a little quicker. But then, Henry, I ask you, does that cause you any concern that, well, if we're going to make an exception for people 12 and under, we're going to make an exception for people over 75, are you starting to look at, you know, I mean, if you were a bad guy, where would you put the bad stuff?
In those two, I guess, the young people and the older people. But then the TSA have to just be smart on how they're viewing everybody.
And we were talking before we went on the air today about TSA and how what a tough job they have. They have to be perfect every day. The bad guys only have to get it through once. And TSA not only has to be perfect every day, but anything that comes up along the way, they have to be perfect at that too.
And they don't. It's not about you or Mark or Clayton or myself. It's it's just an individual. And if you represent the individual that has the possibility of doing something bad or something negative, then they're going to pull you aside.
Now, Henry, let me ask you. You work out of San Francisco, which is one of the airports in the country that has private security.
Yes.
That's overseen by TSA. Due to perhaps some customer service issues here in town, nobody's really talking about it for publication. But the Sacramento airport people are now working on trying to get one of those exemptions here. Do you notice any difference in San Francisco because the security there are not TSA people?
There's subtle differences. Even around the U.S., if you're in Seattle, New York City, JFK, there's a subtle differences with every airport. It's just not. It doesn't have to be private or government-backed. It's something that's slightly different on how they view your IDs even.
Wow. Wow. Okay, let's wrap up the news here. Houston's Astrodome may be facing the wrecking ball, believe it or not. The Astrodome was once the envy of other cities, a fully air-conditioned facility with a translucent roof that kept out the heat and humidity, gave synthetic grass its name, made Houston a sports entertainment destination, and sparked the imaginations of baseball lovers, concert-goers, and some of the country's most creative minds. Even Walt Disney was so blown away when he stood under the dome, he dubbed it the eighth wonder of the world. On Wednesday, a meeting will be held that will determine the future of the Astrodome, and it is entirely possible that it will be demolished. Because how do you save, guys, a landmark that is that big and takes up that much land, and it's just sitting there, getting older and less functional as time goes on?
So I would just say new AstroTurf.
New
AstroTurf everywhere, and the people would come back.
The Golden Gate Bridge turned 75 today with pomp and circumstance. Yay! If you're not already on your way to San Francisco, I would recommend avoiding it for the rest of the day because it's going to be rather crowded there.
Now, are they closing the bridge, Mr. Mark?
They are not. They're leaving the bridge open. If you remember when it turned – well, maybe you were not here then. When it turned 50, that would have been 25 years ago.
I was just a wee lad.
I see. They did close the bridge. So many people walked across it that the bridge started to sag.
Exactly. That's what I heard.
And the bridge will give as much as 16 inches safely, and it had given like 6, and they were quickly doing calculations and things to make sure that the bridge was safe, which it was, but could have been. It'd been a catastrophe. All right. Southwest Airlines is adding international destinations to their ledger with the merger with AirTran. They are going to start flying to Bermuda, Cancun, Mexico City, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, et cetera, et cetera. We'll see how Southwest does with international. And Airbus, this is an interesting story to wrap up the news, pitches wide seats as U.S. flyers get bigger. Apparently, on 7 Boeing aircraft, the seats are 17 inches across in coach. On Airbus aircraft, the seats are 18 inches, so you get an extra inch. Airbus is proposing that the window seat in the middle seat could be 17 inches and the aisle seat could be 20. Would that be interesting? Would that be worth more money to people if they knew they could get more? I mean, airlines, would they be interested in a wider aisle seat? I'm going to suggest to you the answer to that would be absolutely for sure interested in. Airbus says that the roomier seats could appeal and possibly be sold to a wide range of flyers, including large passengers or a parent traveling with a child. That's something we were just talking about earlier. This will become very popular soon in a very short period of time, Airbus predicted to Bloomberg News, and I tend to agree with them. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the travel news. The voices that you have heard here in the studio with me. I'm Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Clayton Whitehead is here. Henry Bernacki is also in studio today. Henry is a pilot with Virgin America Airways. And we are going to come back, talk with Henry and Clayton, and have more of the travel guys. You're listening to FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFPK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman here. Tom Romano is not here in the studio with us. What is this here we have on the telephone line with us here calling in?
Yo.
Hey, Mr. Romano.
Hey, Mr. Hoffman.
I thought you had a wedding to go to today.
Well, you know what? I'm on my way there right now. We are, in fact, are just about pulling up to the wedding venue at an undisclosed location because of the popularity of this radio program.
Yeah, the paparazzi can be a problem.
You know, I'll tell you, I couldn't be more excited. Everything seems to be in place. And am I a wreck? Yes, I am.
We know your priorities, though. You're calling on a radio where you're usually at. I'm sitting in your seat, so I feel very official, Tom. How are you?
All right, Henry. Hey, thanks for filling in for me, buddy. I know you're doing a great job. I tuned in and started listening, and I was so engaged with you making me a smarter traveler. I don't know if I can get. I'm gonna have to wait until the end of the show to get out and go put on my my tuxedo.
Tom, it would be inappropriate to sit in the car and listen to the program. You probably should go ahead and go on in.
All right. Hey, I do have one thing I gotta say. I promised my buddy Buzz that
yes,
I wouldn't forget him this time and let everybody know that the California backyard Memorial Day weekend sale ends on Monday, everything tax-free.
Oh, my goodness. That would be Monday as in tomorrow.
Yeah.
At California Backyards. Everything you could need for your backyard for the summertime.
You got it.
All right. Well, we wouldn't want to give
– Thank you so much, Mark and Henry and Clayton and my listeners for all you do for me and all the support that that you've showed me and my family. I know Mark mentions often that listeners, and I have had them too, say that they enjoy the program, but they also enjoy the family connection that we do our best to bring to the show. And so with that being said, again, thank you and God bless you all.
Well, you're very welcome, sir. And by the end of the day, it'll be one down and one to go.
All right. You got it, Mark. Have a great one. That was the wife.
Good luck.
My Tom.
Good luck to Mr. Romano, who is has a pretty busy summer, I would say.
Now, Mark, isn't it the father of the bride that pays for everything?
Yeah.
And he's got a double header.
And he's got, one on each side of the summer. That's
bless
why
his heart.
That's why Tom's been pulling extra shifts. All right. Let's shift back here a little bit to travel. I'm Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. You're listening to the Travel Guides on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations and Henry Bernanke from Virgin America Airlines?
Virgin America Airlines.
Airlines, yes. Okay.
But everybody says
U.S.
Twice.
Airways that wants to be the Airways thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That was. So, Henry, a couple weeks ago we talked on this program about the possibility of your airline flying flights into Sacramento, not out of San Francisco, but out of Los Angeles. Apparently these negotiations have been going on for a while, and nobody really wants to talk about it very much, which is a good sign because that means that they're still going on. It's not uncommon for communities to offer airlines an incentive in order to get them to bring service to a community. What's different in this case is that four carriers already serve Los Angeles International Airport from Sacramento. Virgin would be an unprecedented fifth, but perhaps the reason that Sacramento is going after Virgin is a little different than the reason you would go after other airlines.
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you've been on our airline in March, was it?
Yeah, I went down to San Francisco
and
was
you
on
saw
a plane.
Immediately just walking onto the airplane and just the customer service and the people that we have working at Virgin America. We all go through a personality exam, believe it or not. Even the pilots, you have to go through a personality exam.
Really?
And so they weed you out that way. And if you don't have the personality that they want, they're not going to hire you. HR. And it goes all the way through. And every year we go to a course, a two-day course.
So why do other carriers not do this? Because they're too big?
That could have something to do with it also.
I mean, because we were talking with the Virgin folks in San Francisco, and just where people wait for the plane, the way that people address people when they're waiting for the plane, the way the flight attendants address people on the – it's all different.
It seriously is. The way we talk to people, we treat them as – people rather than just, oh, you're a money bag.
Yeah.
And we throw them aside and we have your money now and then go away.
Well, and for people who have never gotten on a Virgin America plane, when you get on the plane, there's almost ambiance. Well, there's not almost ambiance. There is ambiance.
Yes. The mood lighting. We call it mood lighting.
Yeah.
And immediately we call them guests instead of passengers. But if they haven't ever flown us before, are we on an airplane? It is completely – it overtakes their senses. It really does.
Clayton, have you ever had an opportunity to fly Virgin America?
Only once, I'm sad to say. It was over the pond to France, and it was an extraordinary, extraordinary experience. In fact, they gave us all backpacks, which I still wear.
So you were on the parent company.
Yeah,
you were on
and
Virgin
inside
Atlantic.
Were all kinds of like toys and goodies and things to keep you occupied during the trip. I thought they were really great.
You probably stole some little child's gift pack.
No, the children were all in little boxes underneath in the
cargo hold.
In the cargo hold.
Okay. So if Virgin America came to Sacramento, it would be just flights to L.A., but that would connect into virtually your whole system, right?
Exactly. From
I mean,
LA
you guys are hubbing out of San Francisco and L.A., basically.
Exactly. We're growing out of L.A. more than San Francisco because of the amount of arrivals and departures in San Francisco is limited by the FAA.
Yeah.
But L.A. is going to continue to grow. So I think if we flew into Sacramento, I don't know, that's a David Cush or marketing question.
Yeah.
And that's our CEO,
Well, and
David
trust
Cush.
Me, I've been after the marketing people and after the airport people here in Sacramento back and forth trying to find out what's going on and the fact that they're not saying anything tells me that it still is a possibility and it's not it probably is helped by the fact that three of the carriers United, Delta, and American all fly these little commuter planes
yes.
down to Los Angeles,
which are not
so,
dependable.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's exactly right. And so Southwest is really more of a point to point carrier. So I just think it would be. I am a frequent United Airlines flyer. If I had the opportunity, Henry, having been to your headquarters, toured behind the scenes there, and been on an airplane, I would jump at the opportunity.
Oh, I left China Airlines for an overseas job to come to a Virgin America for a reason.
Yeah, and you said you've had offers to fly for other airlines.
Overseas, back overseas, and I say no because
you prefer
Virgin
to
America.
Fly
yes.
Virgin America. When we come back after the news, we're going to have some very special vocal guests in studio. We're going to talk to Henry about his recent adventures in Central America, and we'll have more on the Travel Guys. I'm Mark Hoffman for Tom Romano. You're listening to FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Hey, very quickly, an update for our sports leisure travelers out there. First of all, we have a couple of lucky winners, Dick Bamer and Kamiko Chambers. You are our lucky Travel Club winners for today. You have won $100 in travel cash just for listening to the Travel Guys. Call Sports Leisure Vacations before the close of business Tuesday. That's Dick Bamer and Kamiko Chambers. You are our lucky Travel Club winners for today. And for those of you who are Sports Leisure travelers, you have just received your updated Sports Leisure newsletter, which has dozens of great day trips and a complete holiday schedule. If you are interested in taking a trip with Sports Leisure Vacations, you can visit us at sportsleisure.com or give us a call on Tuesday at 361-TOUR. So, welcome back to the Travel Guys. We have some special guests in studio. Go for it, guys.
We'll build a rainbow in the sky.
Hey, not bad. For walking into the studio live, we have Jason, Rich, Ron, and Gabe. They are the Good Time River crew. Is that right, guys?
Yes, indeed.
So somebody step up to the microphone there and tell folks about the Great American Songbook 3, which is a special program that you're doing at the Hiram Johnson High School Auditorium on my birthday, Saturday the 9th of June.
Well, happy birthday in advance.
Well, and thank you for having a special show for me. I won't be in town, and I didn't get the free tickets that you sent, but other than that, everything is working out perfectly.
All right. So it's should be a big gala event where we've got the chorus itself, which is about 70, 75 guys on stage. And we're bringing in two first-rate choruses, international champion or quartets, international champion quartets from across the country. We've got a men's quartet called Stormfront, who were international champs, I think, in 2010.
Now, is there any instrumental involved in all of this, or is this just all a cappella music?
All a cappella. All a cappella.
This is the big trend. I mean, reality television and stuff like that has brought a cappella music, I think, is giving it a renaissance. Clayton and I have been big fans. Clayton, I'm forgetting. I've a complete mind blank. Now, what's the name of the a cappella group that's been around here forever? That we used to go and watch.
Boys Night Out.
Boys Night Out. Yeah. And what's the other? And there's Straight No Chaser is the one that's had a lot of. They've had a lot of exposure. So you guys are doing a show at the Hiram Johnson Auditorium. This is the first time that you have done.
Nope. This
like
is our third year, our third annual show.
And you guys are part of the American River Chorus.
We all are indeed.
And are you guys part of the Capitol Airs also in town? Some of you?
We are
members of the same society,
actually,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know Ron here is part of the Capitol Airs as well.
So if folks are interested in getting tickets for this show, how would they do that?
Well, they can either go to our website, www.AmericanRiverChorus.org.
Okay.
And they can order tickets there, or they can get them via phone if they want to call 800-385-3659.
And we will put – I don't see one up there now because I didn't tell my guy to do it. But now that I have the information, I'll make sure we put a link on our Travel Guys Radio website so that folks who are out driving around can access that later. Guys, it's awesome to – this is just really terrific music. And I know folks who go and support – Clayton, you were a member of a barbershop. Of a men's chorus, a very well-known men's chorus.
The renowned Big Chicken Chorus of Atlanta, Georgia for about 10 years.
That's right.
And as soon as you said Big Chicken and we were in the green room here at the station, so named because of the mold growing along the wall, and when you mentioned the Big Chicken Chorus, immediately these guys knew exactly who you were talking about, which is a little scary to me.
Well, our reputation precedes us. I mean, when you're named after a four-story tall Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise that crows every hour on the hour, you tend to, you know, be well-known.
Yeah, well, and these guys will be crooning at the Hiram Johnson Auditorium. It's on Saturday, June the 9th. There are two shows at 2 o'clock and at 7:30. Reserve seating is $35. General admission is $20. Students, $10. And might I suggest to you that this, if you enjoy good music, it's called The Great American Songbook 3. Dare I say, if you enjoy good music, this is an afternoon or an evening that you will remember for a long time. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
And giving us a little musical interlude to the program. Dare I say, we have never pulled that off before, having four guys come in and do harmony in the studio. So everything else has always been recorded. So thank you very much.
You bet.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more with Henry Bernacki, who is our pilot from Virgin America Airlines, and Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations. We are the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Oh, welcome back to the Travel Guys. We're having a lot of fun here on a Sunday. Let's see, we've had a call in from Tom, who's on his way to get married. Well, actually, his daughter's on her way to get married. We've had live entertainment here in studio. The Great American Songbook guys coming by. That was kind of cool. The Good Time River Crew. That just takes, Clayton, they take you back to the old days of the Big Chicken Chorus. So we are here with Henry and Clayton, and we are talking about airlines. And Henry, I had a thing. It's been a couple of months ago here. They were talking about airline pilots. This says, I know, you're not supposed to turn around, but when you turn around and you're in the studio, see, it makes people feel like that they're listening to a live program.
Theater of the mind.
Exactly. Sleepiness is a huge problem for airline pilots, study finds. And it goes on to say results from a major study conducted by the National Sleep Foundation suggest airline pilots are some of the sleepiest transportation workers in the country, along with train operators. One in four pilots and train operators surveyed for the study admitted that sleepiness has affected their job performance at least once a week, compared to about 17% of non-transportation workers. So, Henry, I've waited 3 months to ask you about this. Is in your professional opinion, is this a problem on airplanes?
I think no matter what kind of survey you give somebody, you can kind of go any angle to get the answer you want. So whoever did do this, they were looking for a
reason. Well, we're always telling people, be careful, because last week we had on this program a list of frequent flyer availability seats.
Yes.
And the survey was done by a company that works for the airlines. So naturally,
right. It's going to swing their way.
Naturally, the results are going to be at least neutral towards the airlines, if not favorable.
Yeah, it's
so
rubbish.
So you have to look at who is the National Sleep Organization. But let's talk about when you're taking a long flight.
Yes.
You've flown internationally before.
The longest flight is 15 hours and 50 minutes, okay. Which is quite long.
And so pilots take a break in the middle of things of that. So there's a rotation basis or something. They come out of the cockpit. They're allowed like 40-minute naps or something.
Oh, no.
Like
it depends. Depending on how long you're flying, over 14, 12 hours, we have a four-person cockpit crew. So we take two and two. So two people will sleep and two people will fly.
And when you sleep, where do you sleep?
In the 747-400, we actually had two beds in the cockpit.
Oh.
Yeah, so we had bunks. And you sleep. I could sleep like a baby. I mean, some guys can't. This goal goes to age. And if you have to get up in the middle of the night and go to the water closet. So I don't really know yet. So, but the fact of the matter is you do get some rest. But some people need to sleep sitting up in the chair. They could go down to first class and do that.
You would say that this is really not, in your opinion, something that you had seen. Pilots are not falling asleep going down the runway or
– No, we're not. Yeah, okay. That's rubbish. Okay, throw it rubbish. There. Just throw it right there. But I think –
Would you believe the garbage can is full? We're getting ready to move out of this studio, KFBK is.
I have to find the next one.
You'll have to find the next one. Yeah, the next time you come.
This is hidden.
Excuse me just a second here, but the first garbage can is full, so I – Oh, there's not another garbage can here. Well, anyway, we'll just put it on the floor here next to the other garbage can.
But no, pilots are very safe. We're well rested. Depending on who you're talking to, you're going to get, if you're talking to 10 different pilots, 10 different answers. I truly believe that.
Henry, you just came back from, we've been communicating by email and texting the last few days, and I was telling you that I was in the wilds of America, which is what I consider Oklahoma City to be, and points south thereof. But you have been in a little bit different place. You have been in South America until just literally a few hours ago.
Exactly, about 8 hours. Yeah, I arrived yesterday in afternoon.
So for folks who don't know, Henry is one of those folks. Because Henry is an airline pilot, he can do what's called jump seating. So he can go out and he can get on an airplane virtually almost all the time, unless there's somebody else who has a bigger reason for the jump seat, I'm guessing.
Or if they're going to travel to odd places.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen.
And you're willing to go just about anywhere that the airplane will take you.
That's exactly why I can get on, it seems like, because nobody else wants to go to the places I go to.
So what flight, when you went to San Francisco, where did you end up on your most recent adventure?
I flew into Panama City, and then I took the Pan American Highway, which is
You don't mean Florida, do you?
No. Yes.
Well, I'm from Georgia, so Panama City has, you know, a meaning for me.
Spring Breakers, yeah, that's already gone. But I took the Pan American Highway, which is actually the longest highway in the world, but it breaks off from South America up through Central America through 82 miles from Colombia to Panama. So I couldn't take that one, so I flew into Panama City and went north to Costa Rica, Nicaragua.
You rented a car?
No, I took a bus.
Or you stole a car from some local person? I mean, knowing you,
yeah, you never
you
know.
Just get off the airplane and walk outside and ask somebody to borrow their car.
I could hitchhike. People just, I don't know, open their doors to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It scares me that someday we're gonna call and they're gonna say, "Oh man, Henry, yeah, well, you know,
he got stabbed."
Yeah, well, I mean, that's. But you must have this non-threatening manner about yourself. That I mean, you know, for people who don't know you, I mean, you're not a big guy. How tall are you?
5'8".
5'8".
Yeah.
So about
162 pounds, 66 pounds.
Okay, but who's counting?
Yeah.
And you're in pretty good shape. I mean, I'm guessing that you can take care of yourself, but you're not going to overwhelm 9 people.
No, no, I've been jumped. Yeah, I've been jumped in Russia. I've been jumped in.
You've got a list.
Oh yeah, it happens. But that's just things happen if you're in a bad part. I'm actually in Guatemala. Where I was staying, half a block down, two women
last
were shot.
Week.
Yeah, well, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Two women were shot, and they just covered them up with, like, rubbish bags, plastic bags.
How did this happen?
They wouldn't really explain it to me, but I heard a little...
Well, Henry, this is a travel show. We're supposed to be promoting for people to travel.
But
now you're talking about how the Guatemalan women are getting covered with garbage bags in the street.
Yeah, but that to me, that just happened. That's going to happen down in SoCal, San Francisco.
Well, you're right. I mean,
6th Avenue, 5th Avenue down there in San Fran.
Okay.
So it's going to happen anywhere. But if you don't take the step to go out and learn about the rest of the world, you're always going to be isolated in your own thoughts, I think. And so I'm forcing myself out. And the reason I'm doing this is for the writing. I do a lot of articles. It really does help me to have an objective viewpoint and write about a culture.
And for people who don't know this, you are a published author. In fact, if you go to travelguysradio.com, you'll see links from the show. And the first one there is Henry, a link to Henry's book, No More Heroes.
Yes.
And a lot of what Henry writes is, I guess, what I would call fictional nonfiction. It's based on where you've been and the people you've met, but then you make up the story from there.
Yes.
And it might be loosely based on your experience, and it might be loosely based on what you maybe would have liked your experience to been.
I always sell people on other radio shows plausible deniability. That's what I want. So nobody can say everything's 100% accurate. So fiction, and it covers the whole basis. It's good.
Other radio shows? Let me go to Clayton here now, since we now know that Henry does other radio shows.
Well, I do other mediums. Remember, I'm going to be on KVIE Channel 6 next Saturday.
Well, great. You guys just go ahead and do cheap plugs for everything that you do, and I'll just, you know, I'm just the old radio host over here.
No, that's not. You're just doing that now. Don't do that. He's slapping me now, people.
Clayton is the famous in the Sports Leisure family. Yeah. Clayton is the famous television star because he has the face for television.
I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, Henry.
Listen to your voice, though. I mean, that's a magical voice. But
Mark, you do have a magical voice and a face for radio.
And a face for
radio. I was going to say it. You got it, though.
Henry, for folks who haven't listened to you before, by the way, you're listening to The Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. I'm Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations, which is a wonderful tour company here in Sacramento that celebrates its 33rd birthday in just a matter of a few days. And I'm pretty proud of that. Not very many businesses – very businesses survive 33 years.
Not at all.
Last year, we found a statistic that said 3,300 make it to 30 years. One out of 3,300 businesses that start make it to their 30th anniversary, which I guess that's about right. I mean, think about how many businesses around town you see. So to be – I mean, plus it makes me old.
No.
In addition
– Experienced. Knowledgeable.
Ah.
Full of wisdom.
Henry's been traveling around the planet long enough now.
That's how I can stay alive.
How many languages do you speak?
Four.
And which are?
French, Spanish, and Mandarin.
French, Spanish, and of course English.
English. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Okay. French, Spanish, and Mandarin. So what do you do when you go to India?
Actually, they speak English in India. But I was about to start speaking Bengali. Bala Bengali is like you speak Bengali. But you learn how languages work after so many. You just can actually jump into a language and start connecting the synapses in your brain. They're starting to work a certain way once you speak one, two, three languages. They actually come fairly quickly to me.
So we've talked before about you had an audience with Mother Teresa a few days before she passed. I mean, you didn't know that was going to happen, but that's the way it turned out. You've been all over the world. You do these things where you fly to a weird place, get off the airplane with your backpack, and walk down the road and avail yourself to whatever the local people will share with you. This is something, Henry, that I think a lot of people would aspire to do. Or if they didn't aspire to do it, they love to hear about how somebody else did it. Because at some point in time, it was something. How long do you see yourself doing something like this? You are 39.
It does take a lot of
energy. Magic 4-0 is right around the corner.
November, yes. It takes a lot of energy. People think, oh, you're going to go traveling. Aren't you excited? Of course not, because you are on the road a lot. So you see the energy that it actually takes to go out, especially when you don't even know where you're going to stay. And the worst come to worst.
And Henry, I have to tell you, just as a disclaimer here, when we take a group of people on the road, we know where we're going to stay.
Oh,
we actually have plane tickets.
Oh,
and
geez.
Usually a motor
works.
Coach waiting for us on the other end. And people
even if it's a mystery tour and they don't know where they're going to stay, somebody does.
Speaking of where Henry goes in mystery tours, Clayton, you just came back Sports Leisure Vacations does a number of mystery tours every year. They are quite popular with our clients. And you just took a mystery tour that went to the center of the country and came back last week.
I did. I did a tour to Western Kentucky, my second Kentucky trip of the month.
Now, Henry gets on airplanes and doesn't know where he's going. You get on an airplane and know where you're going, but the people who are with you don't know where they're
going. I knew where I was going. Our final destination was Paducah, Kentucky.
So what made Paducah special? What made Paducah interesting?
The art scene there is really extraordinary. Okay. There's a huge community of working artisans there. It was part of a kind of an urban renewal project where homes kind of a dilapidated part of town were offered free of charge to artists. Anyone in the country who come could have a house for a dollar. They just had to agree to stay there, rehabilitate it, and practice their trade from that home. So it's made this huge, vibrant arts district there. We threw pottery.
What
we
an
quilted.
Incredible redevelopment, anti-Walmart sort of idea.
Absolutely. It is a unique, unique, wonderful, beautiful, historic city. Highly recommend Paducah, and I'm going back next year as a known destination.
Wow. So you spent a lot of time in Kentucky. You were there for the Derby.
And I'm going back in 2 weeks for a friend's wedding.
Well,
wow.
Wow. And Kentucky Derby, are you doing that next year also?
I'm doing the Derby next year.
Okay. So if you're out there and you've never been to the Run for the Roses, you can go with Clayton next year. He takes a very limited number of people, and the tour sells out very quick, very early. Mm-hmm. So you could call Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-TOUR, and you could ask Clayton to be put on the priority list for next year's Kentucky Derby.
And, of course, that will be the first weekend in May.
Yes.
We'll leave the Thursday prior and come back the Tuesday following.
I see. And you, Henry, you should see. Clayton has the whole hat and the whole nine yards.
I might try an actual tour. I'll be a tourist this time with Clayton. Can you imagine that in May?
You'd be very
year?
Welcome.
Henry would just walk out and he would find himself somehow in the
I'll
back
be on the
of
horse.
The track. Yeah, you'd look out there and there would be in the, going into the starting gate and there would be Henry on the horse.
I don't know how I ended up on the horse, but I'm running it.
Oh, jump seat deluxe. Yeah. All right. We are the Travel Guys. Let's take a quick time out and come back with our last segment. You are listening to News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Hey, welcome back to the Travel Guys. A reminder that political announcements heard on this program have absolutely nothing to do with the program and are not approved by the people who paid for this time otherwise. I don't even know who they are or what they're selling or whatever. Mr. Clayton, Sports Leisure Vacations is coming up on a big anniversary. Hey, listen, I want to tell people about one thing first here. Glenn Campbell is coming back to this area. Folks who listen to this program know that I went to Phoenix earlier this year. Glenn has Alzheimer's disease, has continued to perform on stage. He's going to perform in Stockton on the 21st of June. Sports Leisure Vacations is going. If you'd like to go with us, give us a call. If you'd like to just go on your own, it's an opportunity to see somebody who is really doing something spectacular. I mean, it's a really unique situation, and I don't have great time to go into it today, but it's worth seeing. Mr. Clayton, you've been taking people on the road for a long time with Sports Leisure's anniversary coming up. I just wanted to ask you, what is it that that makes what you do for a living so special?
I tell you, Mark, I've taken people all around the world, but I think the greatest thing is entertaining people in my own home. In Savannah, Georgia, when I have the groups come in, my mama cooks them all prune cake. We eat on 100-year-old china with 200-year-old silver. And they look at my baby pictures, and they go through my drawers and closets. But I love having people in my home.
So that's it's the personal side of things.
Absolutely.
See, to me, it's like finding that off the beaten track. It was like being in Molokai a week ago and thinking, wow, this is someplace that's really – Henry, you go all over the place. Plus, you work for an airline that really is – you work for a company that has established itself as a cut above in its industry. What's the best thing about working for Virgin America?
Virgin America, we're the number one airline in the last 5 years domestically and internationally, I think, number five. But – for a passenger standpoint, it's the fresh attitude from the employees. I truly believe that we bring a different aura to the airplane. And from an employee standpoint, as working there, it's the employees itself.
Wow. So, Henry Bernanke, Clayton Whitehead, thank you both for filling in for Mr. Romano today. The Travel Guys will be back again with you next Sunday at 2 o'clock, Tom and Mark both. Remember, we are the Travel Guys. An hour a week is all we ask. You have a wonderful rest of your Memorial Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next Sunday at 2 o'clock.